Psalm 105. Give ye thanks unto Jehovah, call upon his name, make known his acts among the peoples. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, meditate upon all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek Jehovah. Seek Jehovah and his strength, seek his face continually. Remember his wondrous works which he hath done, his miracles and the judgments of his mouth, ye seed of Abraham his servant, ye sons of Jacob his chosen ones. He, Jehovah, is our God, his judgments are in all the earth. He is ever mindful of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which he made with Abraham, and of his oath unto Isaac, and he confirmed it unto Jacob for a statute, unto Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, Unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when they were a few men in number, of small account, and strangers in it. And they went from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He suffered no man to oppress them, and reproved kings for their sakes, saying, Touch not mine anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. And he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them. Joseph was sold for a bondman. They afflicted his feet with fetters. His soul came into irons. Until the time when what he said came about, the word of Jehovah tried him. The king sent and loosed him, the ruler of peoples, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house, and ruler over all his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure, and teach his elders wisdom. And Israel came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. And he made his people exceeding fruitful, and he made them mightier than their oppressors. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal subtly with his servants. He sent Moses his servant and Aaron whom he had chosen. They set his signs among them and miracles in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they rebelled not against his word. He turned their waters into blood and caused their fish to die. Their land swarmed with frogs in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came dog flies and gnats in all their borders. He gave them hail for rain and flaming fire in their land. And he smote their vines and their fig trees, and broke the trees of their borders. He spoke, and the locust came, and the cankerworm, even without number. And they devoured every herb in their land, and ate up the fruit of their ground. And he smote every firstborn in their land, the firstfruits of all their vigor. And he brought them forth with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble among their tribes. Egypt rejoiced at their departure, for the fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light in the night. They asked, and he brought quails, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and waters gushed forth. They ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy word, and Abraham his servant, and he brought forth his people with gladness, his chosen with rejoicing. And he gave them lands of the nations, and they took possession of the labor of the peoples, that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws. Hallelujah.